You only need 9 minutes to eradicate your ants, your automated negative thoughts, to boost your energy, to step into your purpose, and become more productive. How? By hacking your morning routine like Michelle Obama, Tony Robbins, Oprah Winfrey, Warren Buffett, and Kylie Jenner does every single day. They wake up at the same time every morning to repeat the same set of habits. Success is nothing more than a few simple disciplines practiced every day. Michelle Obama wakes up every morning at 4:30 a.m. to exercise, Warren Buffett to read, Oprah Winfrey to write in her gratitude journal, Tony Robbins and Kylie Jenner to meditate. What's the first thing you did when you woke up this morning? Many of us hit snooze 25 times, followed by 15 minutes of lying in bed, scrolling through social media. What if you woke up and worked on yourself for 9 minutes each day? How would the quality of your day, your life, improve? Together, we'll build your morning routine to jumpstart your day. Your first tiny action? Hydrate the minute you wake up. Here's the secret. Put a glass of water on your nightstand the night before. You cannot change your destination overnight, but you can change your direction overnight. Hit Savers app. 9 actionable items done in 9 minutes to hack your morning.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Luneed Lewis. Today, I have great news. I am here in this bonus episode to introduce the Hit Savers app for your best morning routine ever. So exciting. What have I done? I have been chatting with some amazing entrepreneurs, collecting data on their morning habits, and these entrepreneurial habits are proven to improve health, more productivity, and increase mental clarity. So it's only right that I compile these reoccurring actionable habits and share them with you so you can have access to them. That's right. Hit Savers app is scheduled to launch April 1st, 2020. Let me ask you, did you know doctors and psychologists have found out that what you do in the first 8 to 10 minutes in the morning sets the tone for the rest of your day? So I have to ask, how do you spend the first 10 minutes of your day? You see, most people spend it hitting snooze, grunting and rolling over to get dressed and rushing out the door. What if that time was spent making yourself a better person? What if you woke up 10 minutes before you needed to each day and worked on yourself? What if you meditated instead of scrolling through social media? What if you decided to work out for 5 minutes to get your heart rate up instead of downing that cup of coffee to wake you up? What if you took a cold shower to give you more of that alert feeling? How would the quality of your day, your life, improve? Well, morning enthusiasts, look no further, because the Hit Savers app is 9 actionable items done in 9 minutes to improve the quality of your day. So here we go. Each acronym stands for habit. The first one is H, which stands for hydration. Hydrating first thing in the morning. The I stands for I am grateful journal, where you get to list out 3 things you are grateful for. T stands for time's up, make your bed. S is for silence, that is intentional silence and meditation. A is for affirmation, speaking I am affirmations to rid of the ant that we talk about a lot on the show, automated negative thoughts. The affirmation is there to reframe the mind. V is visioneering, it's visualizing with a twist, and we'll talk about that later. E, exercising, getting the heart rate up to give you energy throughout the day. R is for read, where you read to stimulate the mind to learn and to grow. And then S, the last one, is for shower, making the last 60 seconds of your shower ice cold to boost up your immune system, burn fat, increase metabolism, and of course, give you that boost of alertness. In today's episode, we are going to cover I off of the Hit Savers app for your best morning routine ever. I stands for I Am Grateful Journal. I have heard Denzel Washington give this speech at a commencement, and he said, when you start your day, you must own your morning. When you wake up in the morning, you must say, thank you for understanding. Thank you for wisdom. Thank you for love. Thank you for kindness. Thank you for peace. Thank you for prosperity. Say thank you in advance for what's already yours. And boy, is he right. That's why I put in here, I am grateful journal, so you can document the things you are grateful for. Because when you wake up with an attitude of gratitude, you will find throughout your day more things for you to be grateful for, more things to be thankful for, because you have set your mind to receive, to welcome good things to come your way. So the journal is set up with a few questions. First question is, what am I grateful for? And then dot, 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 you list three things you're grateful for. It could just be saying thank you, like Denzel Washington mentioned earlier, or saying I am grateful and thankful for my life. I am grateful and thankful for my kids. I am grateful and thankful for my business. Honestly, I am grateful and thankful for this platform that I get to come on and share. I am grateful and thankful that I'm having so much fun doing it. I am grateful and thankful that my business is growing. I am grateful and thankful that I am divinely happy on a daily basis. Those are my personal things I am grateful for. You can find your own. Where focus goes, energy flows. Where you shine the light is what you will see. So if you are focusing on the positive, if you're focusing on what's healthy, what's good, that's what you will continue to attract. There's a reflection, a nightly reflection portion of the app that talks about three amazing things that happened today. And here you get to list things that went well. You list things, the people you interact with, the good conversation, the accomplishments. You were able to check some things off your to-do list, because that really sets you up to improve for tomorrow, because you are getting ready to rest, but you're not focusing on a negative, but you're focusing on accomplishments, because action breeds confidence. If you act, you will be more confident. If you act, you will get better at something and enhance increases your confidence. So write three things you want to accomplish today. They can be emotions, random thoughts, reflections on how you're feeling, or just the first three words that pop into your head. The reason why it's important to write three things, even if they are meaningless words, it does two things. First, it forces a momentary awareness of what you are thinking or feeling. So writing three words forces a moment of attention. What's more, studies show that writing down a few words helps in later recalling what you were thinking at that moment. So, morning enthusiasts, grab the app so you can have access to the I Am Grateful journal. Remember, it's 9 actionable items, can be done in 9 minutes to hack your morning. It's coming out very soon, and I want to share with you how it works. And this is what this episode has been about. So until next time, where we will talk about tea, time's up, make your bed, one of my favorite topic. Guys, I pray that you find this valuable. And until next time, I will see you at the top of your best morning routine ever. Stay blessed.